Welcome to the Online Writing Insider, a podcast designed to give you an edge in the world of written online content. The Online Writing Insider is hosted by HubPages.com, an online writing community where everyday experts publish, share, and earn from their online articles. Welcome to the Online Writing Insider. I'm Simone, and I'm sitting next to Robin Edmondson. And we decided to take a couple Facebook requests on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/hubpages.com. Just ask people what they would like to see covered in the podcast, and we got some really good suggestions.
Yeah.
So what we're going to talk about today, which was suggested by Tracy Robinson, is how to find good topics. Just simple, like, what do you write
about? What should I write about next?
Yeah. Because I know that, you know, when it comes to writing and being creative online, one could say, oh, there's nothing that you can't write about. You know, everything is good. Mm-hmm. But if you want to actually get readership and maybe some traffic, potentially make some money from the ad revenue on your hubs or any other articles or blog posts you publish anywhere online, there is a right and a wrong answer.
Yes.
There are good topics and bad topics. So. Sure. We will give you some advice on that today.
Yeah.
Well, because we're from HubPages and obviously favor our own site, mostly because it's awesome, but also because it maybe pays us, we can talk about some on-site in addition to off-site resources. And one of our best on-site resources is the Weekly Topic Inspiration Program.
Yeah, the Topic Inspiration Program, Simone pretty much each week chooses a topic that she would that she thinks is a great topic to have content built around. And Hubbers can write on that. And it's usually a pretty general, I mean, somewhat general topic. It's not extremely specific. And you have the freedom to make it more specific into what.
So, exactly. So, for example, this week's topic is how to improve your quality of life.
Ah,
super broad. Everyone knows how to write about that.
Yes.
But it happens to be a very popular searched for topic, and it also happens to be something that has higher ad revenue because it is a health related topic.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So if someone was going to want to talk about creating a title within that topic.
Mm-hmm.
So what have you read some of the hubs in that weekly topic inspiration topic? And what were, can you remember any of the best titles, or can you come up with a good title? So is it good, I mean, if you just use the topic as your title, is that what we want our hubbers to do?
No, it definitely isn't. And one thing that we do that makes the weekly topic inspiration program helpful is we do a little bit of keyword research using the Google keyword tool ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
The Google keyword tool basically enables you to put in like some words related to a broad topic and then see specific phrases and keywords that people are typing into the Google search bar when they search for articles about that topic. So I share those with people.
That's great.
Yeah, in the forum thread every time we start a new topic. And so a lot of people use those in their titles.
Great.
So it's for very, you know, specific things.
And we want your title to be very specific.
It should be specific. And it should also sound human, though.
Exactly.
A lot of people make the mistake of just, oh, well, if I throw keywords into a title, then it's going to be perfect. And we actually have a podcast that we did a while ago about how to sound like a human online.
Yeah.
Because you do need to sound genuine and interesting. I think the best articles that have been published in this week's session so far have been combining fun, like, editorial style titles, mm-hmm. like 6 things you can do to boost your mood right now.
Mm-hmm.
Which may include a keyword like boost your mood,
mm-hmm.
but it sounds human, it sounds fun, it's witty and interesting, but it's still search friendly.
Great.
So that's one big thing to do. So what are some other things that you get good topic inspiration from, not necessarily from HubPages, but just generally?
I think the best things that I write about are things that are happening in my life. And for me right now, that has to do with children mostly. So I
write a lot of
family style hubs. Paul, my husband, writes a lot of cooking hubs. In fact, last night he was having me videotape at 9 o'clock at night while he was barbecuing because we had a school event, so we didn't get to eat dinner till late.
Oh.
And of course, videotaping how to barbecue a filet mignon. So,
well, that's
and
a
I'm
really
sure
good.
I'm sure that hub will be out soon, if not already.
I'm looking forward to it.
So, everyday things that we are doing we try to write our hubs on those things. Because that's what most people are doing every day. And so they might be searching about how to do that.
Well, and even things like chores. I've seen that, that Paul has been doing some Christmas shopping. Mm-hmm. And he's doing product research, you know, when he decides what good gifts for, you know, your daughters might be, he'll just make a hub about it. Yeah, which I've done a lot when I am looking. I think I did one for researching different brands of bread machines or something. Yeah. As I was doing my research, I was taking all of my notes in just in a hub form. And if you have like a blog or some other online platform you're working with, just write your notes into that platform.
Exactly.
And I mean, they're just as useful there. Yep. And then you can publish them and it'll be a useful guide for other people too.
Yeah, one of my best hubs, and it's really popular during Christmas, is how to make a tie fleece blanket that I wrote
three years ago,
and I think I've made two of them in my life, but when I was making it, I took pictures, and I took down notes as what I was doing, and I get over 2,000 hits a day on that hub right now, and it gets a ton of comments, and I'm updating it, which is really important, continue to update it, and it was something that I was just doing, and it was kind of a random hit. So you can get that random hit from just
random stuff that you do.
Yeah.
And you know, you touched on something really interesting there, because you're talking about documenting your process.
Mm-hmm.
Topic-wise, that could have been a total miss if you had taken a sort of blog-like approach. If you're like, today I made a tie fleece quilt, here's some pictures, like whatever, right? But what you did instead was...
made a guide.
Yeah, you made it a guide. And so, I mean, it's not just about choosing a good topic like tie fleece blankets, but you made it so it's user-friendly.
Useful.
So that, like someone would want to read it instead of like, oh, okay, someone's writing about what they're doing again, which is not exactly new.
Yes.
I've read from other people who are successful on hub pages that a lot of their inspiration comes from reading magazines, seeing something on television or the radio, or, you know, just some book that they've read, a concept that they find to be interesting. And I think that's such a good idea.
Yep.
Because often a news story will be just the thing to spark interest on a new subject, or it's an indication of a growing trend.
Yep.
And if you do a little bit of extra research because you're interested in it, you could totally build that into something more useful.
Yeah.
That's a great way to potentially get a lot of traffic if something becomes a hit, goes viral,
sure,
and there's not a lot of
market.
Content about it out there.
Yes.
Which brings me to another huge thing, and I think Jason, our friend here at Hub Pages, uses this as his like gold standard for a good topic to find.
Mm-hmm.
He Googles something and he doesn't see good results there right away. Like, he has to maybe read a couple of articles, and then he knows what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
He will take what he's learned, put that in one article, and that will do better than everything else.
That is a great indicator that you can own a topic in search, is if you do not see any good content for your keyword that you type into Google.
Yeah.
And Jason did one for moving music, I think, on his iTunes.
Oh, yeah.
And it's one of his biggest hits, and he could not find the answer online.
Which is so frustrating. So many people have had that exact same problem.
Yes.
It blows my mind that there wasn't a good guide.
Yes.
And that is the perfect storm.
Exactly.
You know, that you're like so frustrated by something.
Yes.
And you know, especially with a problem like that, you have to figure it out on your own.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be taking notes so that you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Why not publish them?
Yes.
Just like there's this. Just make a hub about it. Make a hub about it. Like, people are always talking about stuff, and I just want to be like, write about it.
Yeah. Well, and recipes, too, I think are a great,
so great
way to get started. And you can go back and reference them, so you don't have to have them written
down.
That's
what I do. I Google my own recipes.
Yes. So then you can go back and say, oh, this is how I made it.
And then it's easy to share with friends, too.
Yep.
I've done it, like, a lot of times. People are like, oh, my gosh, I love this cake, you know.
I'll share my hub with you.
Yeah, all I have to do is, like, email them a link, and it's my own thing, and it's just more fun.
It is.
Another big thing, speaking of email, actually, is that a lot of people get writer's block, not only when they think about topics, but even once they have a topic and they're not sure like how to write it, and they're just really nervous. I say write it like you're writing an email. And often in so many cases, we explain complicated things over email. We spend a lot of time writing them because they're to a person that we care about. And that just goes to that one person, and it's a terrible waste.
Sure.
You can often take even bits of emails that you've sent to people explaining stuff and turn them into useful online articles. So that's another great topic, because if that person is curious about it. I bet a lot of other people are. Yeah. And what's more, it's already kind of safe from that whole blog issue because it is written to another audience instead of more like a journal, which is something that a lot of people have trouble with. So those are really a lot of sources for topics. Tracy Robinson, I hope that you find this to be useful because we all have. These are like our secret, well, not so secret, but a lot of people just don't know.
Yep.
Usually someone sticks with one of these things. Like they just do weekly topic inspiration on HubPages or they just document the things that they do or, you know, transcribe emails or use radio and television, but...
And find, have a journal and write down your ideas so that you don't
forget. Oh, do you do that?
I do. And it's good because then I go, oh, I have all these hubs I need to make. And then when I can sit down and do them, then I have something to write about.
That's true,
Take pictures with your camera. If you have an iPhone, you can take pictures
and
of
original
everything.
Photos make such a big difference.
Yes, if everything you do and upload them from your iPhone right to HubPages so they're there when you're ready to make your hub.
You can download it for free.
Yes, so you're starting, a lot of my hubs start with photos that I have taken and I go back and I say, I took that photo. I'm going to write a hub around that because I've got an original photo for it.
Yeah, and then you don't have to do the whole scrambling to find images thing. So smart. Wow. Okay, well, I want to start writing now.
I know, me too.
I guess we'll go do that, and I hope that you do the same thing. If you have any questions or future subjects that you think would be good for the Online Writing Insider podcast, email them to us. Our address is podcast@hubpages.com, and we're always looking out for suggestions and questions, so send them our way. Until then, good luck writing online. We'll be right back.